And what better place to start with the Member of Parliament for Northcote, Labour's Shannon Halbert. Kia ora, Shannon. How are you tonight?
Kia ora, Shane, and kia ora to all of our whānau out there. I'm awesome. I'm in the midst of a phone bank with my team of volunteers, as you do in election period. So we're ringing out to the electorate and to share the good news, mainly, I guess, about the economic update that came through today as Prefu went through to the media.
Shannon, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to call it all about, you know, what the most important sort of issues are for the people of Northcote and for Aotearoa New Zealand. But let's cut to the chase. There's the hard question, Shannon. If the polls are to believe, you will be a first-term MP for Northcote and Labour will be in opposition. What say you?
Well, there's a few weeks left. Shane, the work that we've been doing on the ground over here in Northcote, I'm hearing something quite different on the doorsteps. I'm hearing a number of people not having made up their mind yet, only just waking up to the fact that an election in a month's time, but certainly considering their choices. And so we've got some mahi to do, I think, as Labour, to get out there and get really crystal clear about both what we've done for communities over the past 6 years. So for me, I've been talking about our investment in housing, the number of classrooms that have been built in my local schools, the additional harbour crossing, of course, and the number of hospital beds that are under construction at North Shore Hospital. So it's really good to remind people. But then the cost of living is the number one issue for everyone on doorsteps. They're really looking for a future government to support them and to make life easier for them and their families. So, you know, today's news that that our economic report is looking better than expected, that we are seeing economic growth in our country, inflation coming down, those sorts of indicators are really important. But at the breadline, you know, when we're in supermarkets, the price of food is where it counts for people. People want to see cheaper fresh fruits and vegetables, for example, and that's exactly why we've put out our policy that will remove GST off the cost of fresh fruit and veg. But there's so much more to do, and we've got to get out there, Shannon, and convince people.
Shannon, I want to talk about some of the campaign promises and the kaupapa that's been laid down by your leader, Chris Hipkins, and the Labour Party. And one of them is removing GST off fresh fruit and vegetables, which saves the average whānau about $5 to $6 per week when you've got increasing electricity costs, food inflation of around 11-12%. We've had the petrol subsidies taken off. Isn't just a drop in the ocean in terms of negating the hurt of working people throughout Aotearoa?
Well, so certainly, you know, it's not that much when you look at it by itself, but when you look at, you know, the benefits for my community in Northcote, and so public transport does continue half price for under 24, free for under 13, and for community service card holders. You look at the lift in wages over the past 6 years, you know, I go back to things like the minimum wage, where minimum wage earners are earning more than $7 more than they did 6 years ago. And so that's really kept up with the inflation challenges that people are experiencing. But, you know, what we've got to ensure, Shane, is that the tools that we put in place to help our most vulnerable whānau, and those are working whānau as well, that they are supported through things like the winter energy payment. But what we are seeing from the opposition is that they're offering tax cuts, which are quite minimal for minimum wage workers and working families, and that's going to come at the cost of frontline public health services. And we've just done too much in that area to have that taken away. We've got to be cautious.
Now, your leader, Chris Hipkins, said today that this is a change election, and if the polls are to be believed, and I'm not talking about the latest TV3 polls, I'm talking about the accumulation of the polls, that people are looking for a change government. What do you see the major differences of comparing a Labor lead coalition and a National lead coalition?
I think the progress that has been achieved by a Labor and our supporting partners, Greens, over the past 6 years is something that New Zealanders actually want to continue. So when we see that investment in housing and the reforms of our healthcare, when we see it in our education system and the number of classrooms that we've built, that's what New Zealanders want to see accelerated. And where they're at, in my view, at the moment is that while they're a little bit uncertain about where they're going to put their vote in, they're not necessarily convinced that Christopher Luxon or National is where they want to firmly put their vote. They know that comes with risks. They've seen that in the past, and they know that that comes at the cost of health, education and housing. And so that's where I say that we do have work to do over the next 4 weeks to convince them to stay with Labor and to put their vote behind Chris Hipkins to continue the things that I know that New Zealanders know are important.
Now, of course, one of the big takeaways from the campaign over the last 2 or 3 weeks has been the introduction, although delayed, I think 2026 you'll start introducing it. The pedal will hit the metal, as they say, and that's free dental care for those under 30 years of age. First of all, why is it staged, and why for those 30 years of and under?
Yeah, well, we need to be fiscally responsible at the moment. We know that the under-30s, and I'm a very good example, that during my teens, 20s and 30s, I didn't go to the dentist more frequently. In my early 40s now, I had to spend thousands of dollars to get them fixed up this year. And so if we're able to help people invest in their teeth and protect their teeth over that period, then they're going to last longer throughout their adult years. It's a fiscal decision, of course. The cost to it enables us to do under 30s now, but Chris Hipkins has been really clear about our universal commitment to follow through with the next stages and in time get to every New Zealander having the basics of dental hygiene in place for them.
And what about workforce? What about the ability to deliver this program, considering that we've got something like 5,000 fewer dentists than we need at this point in time?
As you know, my background's in tertiary education and recruitment into critical workforce areas. In Northcote, we have AUT's largest Faculty of Health in this area, and we need to continue to invest in universities to help grow the number of students that they're producing for these workforces. In this year's budget, you would have seen a 5.3% increase in those budgets. We need to get it up to 9%. But also you'll see in the health reforms that Labor has put through that workforce is one of four key priorities that sit under that change platform. So we know that we've got to grow those workforces. That planning is underway. And then the third part is with this particular announcement in dental care that we've worked very closely with the University of Otago to ensure that they're able to increase their numbers in consecutive years starting next year to ensure that we're growing that workforce for when it starts in 2026.
Now, Shannon, that's probably the reality is that's probably more achievable in seats like Northcote and in areas that I live in, such as Epsom. But you know, we're hearing horror stories from Te Tai Rāwhiti where people are extracting their own teeth because they simply can't get an appointment at the local hospital. Well, it's not that local, it's Whakatane, so they're having to travel a couple of hundred kilometres, but they're not getting dental appointments for extractions for up to 2 to 3 weeks. What are we going to do about it in the meantime?
Yeah, well, that's why we need to grow our workforce, and that with Te Whatu Ora and the health reforms, that's exactly why we've prioritised particular groups, including rural people, because we know that those services that are available to them have been substandard for such a long time, and that's exactly what the health reforms are trying to resolve. But that's going to take a few years to get that off the ground. We've already started. We're a year in. And so that progress we're starting to see. But it's long-term progress that we've got to aim for and fixing the health system that New Zealanders know is a challenging one.
Shannon, we've only got a few minutes, and I want to concentrate on the electorate of Northcote. It's going to be a tight race.
Yeah.
It's the type of seat that the National has held, particularly over the last 15, 20 years, more than National has held more than Labor. You've been the local member of Parliament for 3 years. Give us what you think your two or three most important achievements. I'm talking about measurable, actually there for the people of Northcote.
Yeah, it's a really good list and an extensive one. It is a tight race, Shane, but remember that Anne Hartley, Labour MP, held the seat under the Clark government, and Jonathan Coleman held it under the Key government, and then now it's sitting with me. I've worked really hard over the last 3 years. I've had a particular focus on our local schools. I've seen investment go into every single school in this electorate, some greater than others. $60 million invested into building 28 new classrooms at Northcote College. Just this week, 12 new classrooms have opened at Northcote Intermediate, and we've rebuilt Oneporto Primary School, which is our lowest decile school on Auckland's North Shore. Now, that's a big investment, and that's alongside the 1,700 new houses that are under construction in the Northcote housing development. That includes 85 public houses that the Minister and I opened last week, and many more. But the success story in that housing development really is for first home buyers, that the number of homes that we're building in that area has enabled first home buyers to live there. It's a good locality, it's close to the city, and it's very close to good transport connections. The third part, which is the area that I've been particularly passionate about in transport, is pushing forward on the additional harbour crossing. For people who don't live on the shore, they may not be aware that our bridge keeps on closing when there's bad weather or wind, and that means people can't get to and from work or get around the city as they need to. So we've pushed forward and brought the additional harbour crossing plan from 2040. We've brought it into this decade, including roads, additional public transport, walking, cycling. But more importantly, the 10-year plan is to bring rail over to the North Shore, and that means we've got a lined-up integrated rail network going from one end of Tāmaki Makaurau to the other, and that enables our city really to meet its global potential. But I'm excited at Northcote. I love my community. I feel like I've worked hard, and I'll be really honoured if they support me again once again to be a Member of Parliament for the next 3 years.
Shannon, before you go, not only are you the Member of Parliament for Northcote, but because of your whakapapa, you are a member of the Māori Caucus. We're going to have an election. Oh. We have elections and within elections, and it'll certainly one of the more interesting electoral battles will be to between the Te Pāti Māori and the Labour Party in terms of the Māori seats and the Māori Party vote. Give me your whakaro in terms of what you think the successes of the Māori Caucus have been.
Oh, when we look at the $1 billion, almost $1 billion investment in Māori each year since this government has been in place, we look at Māori housing. But again, I go back to the basic things like Labour's commitment to continuously lifting the minimum wage, the lift in benefits, the winter energy payment, those are the fair pay agreements. Those are the things that are putting more pūtea into the households of our whānau so that they can live good lives and provide for their whānau. Those sorts of things are important. They're the things that I think are at risk should the government changed to a National Act government. I believe that National Act are actually the main competition, and that's who we've got to work against in this election. And, you know, at some point we'll work with the Māori Party, but let's be very clear on how well the Labour Party, Labour has served Māori. There's plenty more work to do, but that investment has got to stay in there year in, year out.
Kia ora. Kia ora. Hey, Shannon, thank you very much for taking some time out in your very busy time, only a few weeks before the election. I appreciate, and as I do all Māori candidates, I wish you well for the election. Kia ora mana tātou. That's Shannon Halbert, Labour Member of Parliament for Northcote.